Rico asked
to chair the meeting until he gets here, which will be hopefully soon. And so we don't waste any daylight, so to speak. And I agreed to do it. So, welcome one and all. Do we have a forum? There are a couple of visitors who are sitting at this desk, and I think that there are the number of seats that are at the desk are the number of LSV members. So probably it would be a good idea, if you don't mind, having a seat over here.
There is. Our chair is left. There you go.
Mr. Rico.
Yeah.
I just called everybody to order. Hand the chair over to our chair, Mr. Rico Wallace.
Thank you so much. I don't know if you guys have gotten to it already or not, but Yoli says she can't make it because she has a baby, and Ms. Larkin says she can't make it because she is feeling ill.
Gabrielle Wood. Yo Shamanaka.
Here.
And we have two new board members, Rufina Juarez.
Here.
Lamont Yakey is who's not here yet.
Grace, I don't believe you called my name.
Oh, I'm here. He's on his way. Also. Chris Condon.
I'll present that. Everybody's name, Nicole?
No more sleeping at the wheel.
Just a point of information.
Grayson?
Chair?
Yes.
Is it a fact in writing that Michelle has resigned?
Yes,
in writing
as well as on the phone in person today. And he also sent a copy of that to the GM and the reasons why.
I hadn't seen it, but thank you.
Where are we so far?
We've got to do a call. Welcome to the
news. Suarez, I'd like to welcome you. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Good evening. My name is Rufina Juarez, and I am the president of the South Central Farmers Housing Education Fund, the president of the South Central Farmers Association, the president of the South Central Farmers Action Fund, and I also am involved with the cooperative. I don't remember my title there, but trust me, I have a title there. I don't think I'm a president. I think I'm a vice there.
Okay.
Actually, a cooperative is run in everybody's equal, but we do take different roles. I'm very, very happy to be here. I think it's a very important time right now for our radio station to be able to have the opportunity to try to increase our listenership, especially in the time that we're at, especially what we're seeing now. And I look forward with working with each and every single one of you as individuals, with the organization, and also as a body to be able to move some of the requests from our community and also the bigger agenda and how we could influence and make this a radio station for the people. And that's what I hope that I'm able to contribute here working, and I'm sure we're going to bump heads. If not, we wouldn't be here. That we would always, I would hope that we would always work with a respectful manner. And we try to work together to make some good changes. So I'm happy to be here. Today I'm here after I received an email notifying me that somehow some people had resigned. I will not be able to stay for the full length of the meeting. I had another prior commitment. I will be leaving the country for a couple of days and coming back. But I did want to show my good faith effort and be here today with each and every single one of you.
Welcome. You're very welcome. Very welcome, and I feel great in the documentary. I'm a good friend with the director, and I was so excited to see it and see you guys standing up for what needs to be stood up for. And the fight isn't over with that yet.
Yeah.
Right. Has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda? Yes.
I had sent an email. It's just a simple matter of reversing, putting the Programming Oversight Committee report at the end of the report, because Sean and I will do it together, so right before his time certain, because I had a long few years and I'm on the list.
There are no objections? Now, so the personnel report, right?
No, PROC.
The PROC report will go just before...
After governance.
After governance. Okay. Excellent. Any other amendments? Hearing none, shall we approve the minutes as amended? The agenda as amended? No objection. It's approved. Now, has everyone had a chance to view the minutes? Any amendments on the amendments? On the minutes? Take a moment, look them over if you haven't had a chance.
While you're looking them over, I circulated a couple motions to the Personnel Committee, and that seems to have bogged down somewhere. Keep that moving around?
Yes.
Thank you.
Great. Are there two? I've got one. Are there two motions in there?
No. Well, there are two motions on one sheet.
On one sheet. Thank you. I've got one. Sean gave it to me. Okay. We'll give you a second.
Move to approve the
minute. I have a minute. Someone wants to make a minute?
Yeah. On page 2, the point of information was actually a point of order. We're under 3 unfinished business. It says point of information, Jay Van Aken. It was actually a point of order.
Hold on a minute.
On page 3?
Page 2.
On page 2.
Item 3, unfinished business.
Item 3, unfinished business.
There's a point line, point of information should be point of order.
Thank you.
Wait a second. Let me get them in so that they're checked electronically so I can... Point 2.
Item 3,
line,
the title word, underline, or bold, point of information, should be
point of order.
Okay. Any other amendment? Ms. Love, I think, has moved to approve the minutes as amended.
Okay.
There's a second. Any objections? Seeing none. Minutes are approved. All right. Unfinished business. Here's one. We'll take a little time. All right.
Point of order?
Yes.
Are we going to election of vice chair?
That has been moved on to item. Item 3 will be done after.
Okay, thank you.
Does anyone have the new motion?
Here.
Yeah, I've got it out.
I
have
a government committee report.
Okay, right. Has anyone had a chance to review that?
Does anyone not have a copy of this report of the KKK Governance Committee?
Right.
I just gave him a copy.
Yeah. Who wants to head this?
Anyone? Anyone doesn't have one? Members of the public?
Let's give everyone a chance to look at it.
Okay, the motion starts under the bold title, Governance Committee Recommendation.
While they're looking over the motion, I would like to know if I'd like to welcome the public. Tommy.
Chair redistribution.
We got room over right here.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make a personal statement about this. I was the one that kept introducing motions to amend and to rescind, etc. And I just want to say that I really appreciate that the Governance Committee spent 2 hours for us to forge a compromise. So I strongly support it.
Thank you.
And I withdraw all my previous efforts to amend everything.
Thank you for that. Yes.
Are we open for discussion now? Right now?
Yes. Like, yeah. If anyone's had a chance to read it. Yes, please. Yes, may I introduce the motion? The chair of the governance committee, please. Okay. The motion starts with the poll phase governance committee recommendation to rescind and substitute the previous motion creating a standing ethics committee. In the spirit of doing things backwards, I'd like to draw your attention to the very bottom part of this motion. The roll call vote indicates that this amendment won broad support of the governance committee. The two groups that have been most at odds over this issue came together and supported this proposition with a pretty impressive show of bipartisanship. As Sherna pointed out, we did spend a good deal of time working on it. I think it could still stand a tiny bit of tweaking, but as it stands, it has the basic outline of what we need, and I really urge the LSB to take this very seriously as, you know, one of those times when people come together and do work things out. I will read it to you. Move that a 5-member KPFK LSB Standing Committee on Conflict Resolution be created, with the chair serving as 1 member and 4 members to be elected by an STB vote of the entire LSB. This body will meet to investigate and attempt to mediate any serious complaint made about an LSB member or any other ethics situation pertinent to the governance of the station. At least 5 days prior to bringing a complaint to this body, the person bringing the complaint must make every effort to notify the person charged of the complaint. The standing committee shall ensure that the person or persons charged will be given a full, timely, written notice of the complaint and be given a full opportunity to present a defense for themselves so that due process will be served in accordance with Robert's Rules, Chapter 20, which is the provision on trials and discipline.
I would just like to take a second and say that I was at the meeting when this was being discussed, and there were members from both extreme ends of the opinion of whether this was a good idea or not. And I just wanted to say, to reiterate what Gluck said, that I was very, a bit like Michelle Obama said, for the first time, very proud of this board. That's a tall order. Very proud of this board for working on something that is not perfect. It's not perfect, and I don't know if there is perfection in something like this, but the way it was worked upon, because it's a very heated topic, and people on both sides were defending people, you know, so I understand it. But I was very proud of the way it was able to be discussed in a civil manner, and was able to reach a resolution that both parties felt was fair. And I hope that we can pass this thing. Yes?
Are we ready for discussion?
Yes, please.
Well, as part of discussion, I intend to introduce an amendment.
Okay.
Any way you want to handle it, so you can go ahead.
Well, would you like to introduce the amendment?
Sure. I would amend the motion as presented so that following paragraph 2, these words would be added. The committee shall notify the LSB of the complaint prior to initiating any action.
Okay.
The committee shall notify the LSB of the complaint prior to initiating any action.
And when you say action, you mean investigative in nature?
Investigative or mediation, for initiating an attempt at mediation or any action that the committee is empowered to do.
My question, when you say that when you notify the LSB, you mean electronically or notify the chair or what? If something happens? Just an example, something happens, an incident takes place.
Well, in my mind, it would be to bring that to an LSB meeting. I don't know.
Mr.
to the chair.
Boyer.
Just on the amendment now, not on the whole thing.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I think the point you raised is a reasonable point. some clarity as to whether or not merely sending an electronic notice is sufficient, whether it requires approval by the board in a meeting. In short, some clarity. I'm not against what you're saying in principle, I'm for it, but it's not clear how that would be done. So maybe you could tweak that so it's a little more clearer on that point.
Well, the amendment has been seconded. I need to amend the amendment. We have a stack already. Let me say this. I don't know whether you guys think it might be a better idea to pass it as it is, and then at least we've got it done, and then we can tweak it, or maybe the committee itself may want to advise some amendments of their own. But that committee will be primarily there to concentrate on this, what we're setting up. It's just that we spent quite a long time in government, and I hate to try and go through all this thing again with twice as many people. I think we should have ourselves in for a long night. We have a stack already, and that stack is Ms. Gluck first, and then Mr. O'Brien is after her, and then Ms. Goodman.
I think it's necessary to have the LSD in the loop, which is what this does. And how it's done, I don't think we have to worry about how it would get implemented. If it's a confidential matter, which it probably will be, it can't be done electronically. I presume someone would come to the LSD, the committee chair, whoever that is, would come to the LSD and, if necessary, request, you know, like 5-minute executive session in order to tell the LSD and then proceed. I just don't think that the LSD can be left totally out of the loop in the initiation.
Mr. O'Brien?
The LSD, the whole point of putting this together the way we did was to get it out of the OLSD's hand, to have a committee of trusted people who could look into the credibility of these things and then bring forth their findings and their opinions. I'm afraid if we ask this amendment, now we're asking the LSD to give us permission to investigate instead of saying to this committee of credible people to say, do your job. And if you bring us credible evidence, then we will say, go forth. It's ultimately going to come before the LSD because it's our decision if there are real credible charges to determine what's done. This amendment will only slow the process down.
Ms. Dittman?
I would move an amendment to say the committee shall notify the chair of the LSB. And what was the rest of the... Insert chair of the LSB
of the complaint.
Prior to initiating any action. And the reason that I think I differ from
Mr. O'Brien,
in that I think the LSD should be more in the loop. However, if we say that you have to wait until, you have to wait 5 days, I mean, the person who's making the complaint has to, you know, send the complaint to whoever it is 5 days before the committee can do anything, and then the committee has to wait until the LSD meets before they can do anything. You know, we're making everything get to be like a 60-day matter when probably it's not, you know, that big of a deal. So I think that the committee, so therefore, I move that we state that the committee shall notify the chairperson of the LSB of the complaint prior to initiating any action. And I would also I would also move to strike the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 words of the second paragraph.
The first thing I would like to do, I'm sorry, the first thing I would like to do is get a timekeeper, please. Somebody volunteer for timekeeper? Anyone?
I can do it on the computer. I don't have a watch.
And also, if we can agree upon people getting, what would you think is a reasonable time? Let's talk, speak on this. 90 seconds. Can we also agree upon three pro, three cons, or four pro?
Three and two.
We can vote on it if that's okay with everybody. There's no objections. Two and two at 90 seconds each. There are four people on. I'm sorry, three people.
Information.
Yeah.
Regarding Jen's comment, I believe that the chair is a member of this committee, mm-hmm. so notifying the chair is moved.
So I guess what you're saying in essence is that the LSB will be informed through chair anyway.
That's right.
But there are three people on the staff already, which is Ms. Redford is first, Mrs. Gordon is second, Ms. Condon is second, and Ms. Reed.
In that case, I withdraw my
thank you so much.
My motion, and I would oppose the motion itself as
thank
being
you.
Irrelevant, and I would also urge the chair, instead of taking people in the order that they're on your list, to ask for pros and cons from that list so that we have some pros and cons.
Thank you. So how many have we had pros already? How many people spoke?
I want to speak to the underlying motion, not the amendment.
Okay, so we're dealing with the amendment right now. The amendment, there's one pro, there's two cons. Anyone else want to support this?
Read the amendment for the members that just want.
Mr. Van Aken, can you reread the amendment you proposed?
The amendment is that following paragraph 2, these words will be inserted. The committee shall notify the LSB of the complaint prior to initiating any action.
With the discussion that has taken place so far, do you still feel it necessary to support that amendment?
Let's speak.
The purpose of the amendment, the intent was to keep the LSB in the loop. There was a discussion about whether complaints should go directly to the committee and have the committee start taking action right away and not have any oversight from the LSB. But that discussion, I think, as Ali correctly points out, didn't take into consideration of the fact that the chair is a ex officio member of this committee. So, ex officio means by virtue of his office. It doesn't mean not voting. So he's a member of the committee. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm sort of neutral on it. It's already been moved in second.
Would you like
to have a question?
Yeah, let's vote. You want to speak on the amendment, right?
Yes, I do.
Please do.
Thank you. I would like to suggest here that Jack is actually onto a very good thing. The concern here is slowing it down, but the resolution calls for notification. It doesn't call for a meeting. That notification can be by email. What this does is it prevents frivolous stuff from going to this committee and bogging this committee down when you have to at least notify people of what you're doing. You can't register 50 complaints against people without somebody objecting to it. I think an email notification on this matter is absolutely no problem, particularly because Robert's Rules calls for every investigation to have a motion in front of the body before it goes to the investigative committee. And we're actually modifying Robert's Rules to make this process easier, even with this requirement. So I'm absolutely in favor of it. I think it is a check on frivolous suits. I don't think it'll slow the process down. It makes it faster than the process in Robert's Rules.
Thank you so much. By my calculation, there's been two pros and two cons, which is what we agreed upon. Shall we end the discussion?
Well, the question has been called.
The question has been called. So all those in favor of the amendment, did you amend that amendment?
It's not amended, so it's...
Would you, for the last time, please read it at
Okay. The committee shall notify the LSB of the complaint prior to initiating any action.
Mrs. Brief wanted to speak on the amendment that you want to speak on, or something else?
No, she wanted to speak on the main motion.
Oh, on the main motion?
I didn't want to make a motion. I wanted to make a point of clarity about language, use of words, because I think there's confusion between investigation and action. In common parlance, investigation is what you do prior to action. Action is what you do after you decide what to do about what you found out after you've investigated. So I don't think that any committee should have to wait for somebody else's approval. If the committee's purpose is to find out and get at the truth, investigation should be its first step without having to consult anyone. They can notify people, but they shouldn't need that. That is the first thing they need to do. The action they take after that can be recommended to the body of law.
Thank you so much for those wise words. The question has been called. Mr. Van Aken, would you please read? The amendment?
Okay. The committee shall notify the LSB of the complaint prior to initiating any action.
Okay. Is there any objection to closing the debate?
By notify the body, essentially that could be the chair who's on that committee sending an email to each
member, right?
Yeah. Which is what Ms. Radford is suggesting, that at least people know that people are putting certain allegations or what have you, and not just doing it in quiet and secret and never knowing.
The wording does not specify how the notification shall take place.
Okay.
Well, it would be open to interpretation.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Is there any objection to ending the debate?
No.
Seeing none, the debate is closed. We will vote on it. All those in favor of the amendment that Mr. Van Aken has put forth and it has been seconded, please raise your hand. 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All those opposed the amendment? 1, 2. Is it 12 for? 2 against? And any abstention? 1 abstention. So the motion passes. Now we will vote on the main motion as amended. Any discussion?
Discussion on that?
Yes.
We have to extend time. There was 20 minutes allotted for this item.
Have we passed 20 already?
I didn't start.
Okay. There has been 20 minutes passed. Is there a motion to extend it 5 more minutes?
Seconded.
Any objection? Seeing none, we'll extend it 5 more minutes. Put that on the starting the clock now, Mr. Van Aken, please. Yes, Mr.
For the discussion, I have some concerns here which may go the same way as the amendment, namely there's some lack of clarity and confusion here. The term serious complaint, the term charge, defense, these terms are rather troubling. It isn't clear, I'm actually leaving everything up to this body, which is to be elected, to decide what is serious, what is an offense worthy under to be looked into, and if a defense is called for. In some cases, maybe simply someone's complaint, just an explanation. There's just a lack of clarity here, and it could be very sweeping.
Do you have a substitute?
No, I'm not against the thing in principle. I'm just raising this issue as I did on the amendment. Are we just going to leave it up to the committee? It's a question, really.
Yeah.
Leave it up to the committee to work these things out, and then later, if we have problems, we'll hash those out. Or do we need to refine or define these words and phrases at this point? It's a question.
Thank you so much.
Opening up.
Thank you so much. Mr. Alexander, please.
I just want to suggest that in the interest of time, we move along on this motion, because the governance committee worked on it for a long time. They came up with this. Once this committee is formed, they'll want to make decisions of their own. They may want to change something that we spend half an hour discussing here tonight. You know, and it'll be within their rights to do so. So, you know, I mean, this is a pretty short and concise motion, so.
Thank you so much. Mr. Pundit?
I think that there's, as far as I understand it, there's really only one action that this committee can possibly take, and that's to make a recommendation to the whole LSB. So what's the big deal? It's about actions. I have a certain amount of concern about the language, the final couple of words, the final phrase in paragraph number 2, or any other ethics situation pertinent to the governance of the station. I agree that the committee itself might want to decide what that means, because ultimately anything the committee does is subject to the approval or disapproval of this body, so it doesn't really matter. Nothing's going to happen that this body doesn't approve of. So,
that's right. Take your point. Ms. Reed?
I would love to get a little bit of here. You want to
While we're doing this, Lamont, we'd like to welcome Lamont Eve, a new member that will be taking the show. Welcome, Lamont.
Welcome back.
I do want to give you a moment just
Chris
is
in there.
Yeah.
So we can add a table.
We can
come and
sit
at a table.
We can.
Sit
on the end. How about on the end next to Jack?
We want to the table.
Come on,
perfect.
We've got to make room for
it. Let's make it either end of the table. We will give you a moment to speak and introduce yourself, but just a moment along the please.
Yes. A couple of things that I see as missing elements of the motion are we have no recusal provision with the seating of alternates by STD vote. I see like an inappropriate thing on our agenda, charges against a member. We have no executive session scheduled tonight. It's totally out of order. That's why I'm not bringing anything up tonight.
Okay.
So I see that once this ethics committee or whatever it's being called gets off and running, that people who are involved, whether it's charging or being charged persons, cannot obviously serve on the committee. And if those people happen to be elected to the committee, we have no provision here for recusal, which is the only appropriate thing in any type of proceeding, judicial or otherwise, so we have to have some sort of system for alternates who can be called into play if members who are on the committee somehow become involved with some ethics allegation, whether bringing in or having it voted against. And the agenda issue, I wasn't here for the approval of the agenda, but it's obviously inappropriate since there's no executive session.
Mr. Johnson, thank you.
So I guess if that needs to be a motion when we get done with the session, I'll bring the motion, but we need to have a recusal provision and alternates available for that situation.
Okay, great. And would you also, maybe while you're waiting, write it up.
You got it. Thank you.
I just wanted to point out that this motion here simply put new criteria and things to do with the motion that had already been passed by the body. There was no provision for refusal of members in the old motion either. So this is a new concern. But in fact, the issue of the executive session was already covered in the governance committee meeting, and we found out that there was no problem because the legal advice from the foundation is that it's at the discretion of the person charged.
Right.
And the person charged doesn't prefer a public hearing. They're entitled to it.
Well, time for this item. The time has ended. Shall we end discussion?
Yeah. Call the question on the motion.
I'd like to offer that as an amendment then, that there be a per recusal provision. I think otherwise this is something that will bog us down a month from now.
No, it won't. Point of information.
Yes.
Shouldn't STD automatically take care of that problem?
Because we'll have alternates available.
Thank you.
Well, should there be a provision that if somebody on the committee is charged, they have to automatically recuse themselves?
That's Robert's rules.
Okay, the question has been called. All those in favor of passing the motion as amended?
Well, it has to be a roll call vote.
Your final vote.
Okay. One or
do it. Okay, I'll do it.
Yes.
Do you want to hear anybody from the audience?
Oh, yes. No, this is
a rather important kind of motion.
Good point. Would someone from the audience or members of the audience like to speak on this matter? Yes. Good.
Yes, in my opinion, the motion does not need to be amended regarding recusal because a chapter in the bylaws covers conflict the situation in which there would be a recusal.
Thank you.
Someone else wants to speak on this topic? On this motion that's on the floor?
I would like to, but I don't know anything about it.
Love it. Okay, that's honesty there. Okay, we're going to take a vote on this, a roll call vote. Please.
Okay. I'm going to do the roll. Grace Aaron votes yes. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Okay. Israel Foyer?
I abstain on this.
Okay. Sharon Gluck?
Yes.
All right. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay. Ian Johnston?
Yes.
All right. Ali Lessa?
Yes.
Sean Casey O'Brien?
Yes.
Ray Zipor?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Sam Reed?
Yes.
Rico, Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Donna Warren?
She's
stepping
out of the room.
Making children
up.
Okay. She passed. Steve Weatherwax?
Yes.
Gabrielle Wood? Not here. Yosha Manaka?
Yes.
Chris Condon?
Yes.
Rufina Juarez?
Yes.
Lamont Yankee?
I passed.
Okay. Donna?
Answer it, thanks.
Okay. Yeah, no, you're already there.
You've been passed.
On the Conflict Resolution Committee.
Okay.
And Lamont, would you like to stay or? Okay, so it passes by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 yeses, 2 abstentions.
Excellent. I would like to also say, to remind the board, that you guys, we have had some battles, and they've all been because of great concern, but we have gotten some big things done. We have got a new GM, which we had a great deal to do with that happening. We have passed the budget, which we had a great deal to do with that happening, and now we have a conflict of resolution committee, which we had a great deal to do with. So I think you all deserve a round of applause for what's going on. Now we have to people this, and if you have read the motion, there are four people that we have to nominate and elect to people this member. Any nomination?
I nominate Steve.
Steve has been nominated. Ms. Goodman.
I'd like to nominate Jonathan Alexander.
Alexander has been nominated. Please look, use surnames, please. Yeah. I don't know. My brain is trying.
I said Jonathan Alexander.
Alexander and Weatherwax.
Can
I think over
for a minute?
You got 30 seconds.
Someone else had their hands up, Ms. Boyd? Condon.
I'd like to nominate the judge.
Josh.
Mr. Are we limited to one nomination?
Yosh Yamanaka. Good question. Are we limited to one nomination?
I don't know. What do you guys want? Before anyone comes up with a second one, let's take further nominations. Ms. Reese, please.
I'd like to nominate Jan Goodman.
Ms. Goodman.
I saw someone else with their hand up who hasn't spoken yet. Ali hasn't spoken? I thought we'd take one already.
I nominate Mr. Porter.
I'm sorry, Ali. Ms. what?
I would like to nominate Dave Adelson.
Where is Dave?
Would that be if he declined?
Mr. Bradford, please.
I'd like to nominate Christina Juarez.
Move to close nomination.
Second. Need a second. Motion has been made and seconded.
Can you name them?
I would name them, yeah, but is there a name before the second? Did you have another nominee?
I would like to nominate Lamont Yakey.
Lamont Yakey? Mr. Yakey?
For the motion you abstained on.
Is there anyone that would like to decline the nomination before we go any further?
I will.
Ms. Alexander, decline. Anyone else?
Has Yoshi been?
Yamanaka?
Yeah, he's been nominated.
You've been nominated.
He's already been nominated.
I second him.
Okay. Shall we end? It has been seconded to end nomination. All right, she's closed. Nominations are closed. Okay, we have one. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. We have seven nominations. Would you please?
Please let us know if you're not willing to serve. I'm going to read the nominees. Steve Weatherwax, Yoshi Yamanaka, Jan Goodman, Israel Foyer, Dave Adelson, Rufina Juarez, Lamont Yakey.
What's too fast?
Steve Weatherwax, Yoshi Yamanaka, Jan Goodman, Israel Foyer, Dave Adelson, Rufina Juarez, Lamont Yakey.
Did Chris Condon?
Okay, on count of three.
Adelson, I'm sorry.
Did Chris Condon not?
He nominated, yeah.
I heard his own name, sorry.
Okay. So, on the count of three, you're all nominated and you're accepting the nomination. One, two, three. Okay.
Forever hold your hand.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to do a vote on these people and we're going to people it.
So we need
scrap paper.
Yeah,
we need some
scrap
paper.
There
he
is.
Want to take the lead on that? We need a couple of people.
We need to We need to do it consistently. So
how many people are voting about? We are voting for people. We need four people. But did that mean the person voted for four? We have seven people.
Vote in order to have alternates. It's ranking. We don't
rank
vote
it.
For
rank
four
it. Okay.
People.
Seven people. You vote one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. How you prefer them?
Can we use first names?
Could I ask the chair to read off the nominees one more time?
Put everybody's name because it'll make it so much easier.
I'm going to read this off in alphabetical order.
Last name.
And everybody write it down as I say.
How about writing it down on the ballots after I pass the paper out?
Okay, so you have ballots?
One more time. But I haven't officially been appointed
teller yet. I nominate Terry Goodman as teller.
Seconded. And seconded. Any objections? Seeing none. Congratulations. We'll pass out the ballots and you can all write your own and then we can vote.
Okay.
The
ballots have to look the same.
So once he passes the
We will read the last names again in alphabetical order, and you will write them down as we read them off.
Can I have the first name and the last name?
You can
take
spelling it, but I would like us to use last name.
I apologize for that, for all the names.
If your spelling is so bad, I can't figure it out. I don't know if you have real problems here.
We're 10 minutes over time, and I'm better move it.
Ms. Glove, thank you for starting this off, letting people know just how much time you will spend on promoting fire to the environment.
Can we
I beg your pardon, it's locked there. If anyone wants to open some windows and let them get a breeze, talk, cutting breeze or something.
Okay, people are ready for these.
Okay, everybody have a copy. We're going to read them off in alphabetical order, last names only, starting with.
Okay, write them down. Dave Adelson. Next is Israel Foyer. F-E-U-E-R. Next is Jan Goodman. Next is Rufina Juarez, J-U-A-R-E-Z. Next is Steve Weatherwax. And last is Lamont Yakey, Y-E-A-K-E-Y.
Yamanaka,
Yosh Yamanaka first, and then, next to the last, and Lamont Yakey is last, by alphabetical.
Okay, the order of names does not matter. Rank. Put a number next to your first choice with the number one. Put a number two next to the name of your second choice. If you put numbers next to names, your vowel works.
Okay, it makes it harder for you. Okay.
Right. So, everybody,
order will be ignored, the number will be paid attention to.
Vote all seven. Is that correct?
You can vote as many as you want, or as few as you want.
Rank them in the order that you
want. But there must be numbers on your ballot so that your ranking sequence can be determined. If there's no objection, then the fifth and subsequent most preferred person in the election can be considered alternate, and will be announced with the tally results.
Do you want me to read them up again?
No, we're doing it. Everyone has it.
Yes, Ms. Ms. Ms.
Ms. Ms.
Did
you
read your question?
Yes, I said
that.
There was an opportunity to object nominations, was
there?
No, you don't get to do that.
Oh, both of them. The other thing I was thinking about, Mr. Adrian never had a chance to say whether he would go to the
next step.
Well,
what
do you mean? You don't have to let TV, they go to the next step. Okay.
Surprise.
Who's going to count this? It has to be more than one person. Yes, Mr. Warren.
You call for public comment on the amendment, not on the nominee.
Right. Well, the question, is there a nominee?
No, there's
no. I don't think that would be a
public comment.
I have to turn on the mic.
question is, put the lid on.
Yes, Mr. Oven, it's because there's a question about whether or not Dave Adelson would accept the nomination, would accept the seat if elected.
Right.
We need to decide now which way to proceed. There are two ways to proceed. If he's elected and if he says, no, I don't want this, you can either just go to the next alternate, which is the way we do it in our election, or you can rerun the election, take him out. It's up to the...
I vote for Plan A.
Well, if there's no objection, we'll stick with Plan A. If there's no objection, but we'll just go to whoever the first alternate might be. Does it make a difference?
Does anyone want to win? We nominate. And if we have ethics issues which have not yet been brought, because some of us run the impression that those things only happen in executive session, and somebody who's been nominated, that person is selected, how do we proceed from there if we have like an immediate ethics objection?
Say that again, please. Can we have order?
Because we have no process to object to the nomination. If we have an immediate ethics issue that we were planning to bring but did not bring tonight because it was hammered into me at the last couple of meetings that this was executive session material only. If we have immediate charges to bring on someone who was nominated, how does that go forth? Say we're not having an executive session today. If that, that person is actually
If I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new title of this, if upstairs, some a member that has. Should we ask the question once we get our
We already got done. We already said someone has to recuse themselves. The next
Someone
I would normally assume that happens further down the line. Now that you have an objection already to someone who has nominated your chakra
Mr. Richards asked, if there is some a conflict of interest, what do we do? My understanding is that that person will recuse themselves and the person that is the next alternate will then take their place. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay.